Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we'll get back to our interview in just a moment. Right now, it's Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, as well as on Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting. And we're here talking about astronomical and astrological events in the sign of Scorpio. And I'm going to guess that we're getting closer to that transition time. I always find that interesting because I remember you telling me that as you get close to the end of a signs cycle, there is a certain intensity. It kind of builds as you, day by day, as you get closer and closer to the end of that particular sign.
Yes.
And we're getting there.
And we're about 12 days away.
Okay, another week and a half.
Right. It shifts. The sun shifts into Sagittarius on Thursday, the 21st.
Okay.
And so while we're still here in the sign of Scorpio, and about a day, this is actually technically the last day of the Mercury retrograde. And so that intensity will be at its highest today. And so this is a really important time to slow down and stay very, very present, practice your breathing and grounding techniques, be really in the now, be here now, and deal with what's right in front of you. Don't be thinking about the past, don't be thinking about the future, just deal in the most effective, most authentic way you can with what's right in front of you.
And it's easy to get distracted. There's no question about it. I mean, there are
and fearful.
Humans
are dominated by their fears. We're such a fearful people. It's so hard to use our faith, whatever we say we believe. You know, we get a real fair weather faith.
Yeah.
Where it's like when things are going well, oh, we're believers, man. But when fecal matter starts hitting fans, proverbially, you know, it's hard to find your faith. It's hard to use what you say you believe to solve the problems that are before you. And Scorpio is all about solutions, and Scorpio is all about integrated solutions, solutions that reflect what you truly believe, not what you say you believe or what other people would think better of me if I act like I believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very much about integrated, authentic, unified, you know, this is the whole person here.
Exactly.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit more. I want to go back to some of the aspects of a Scorpio, a person who was born under this particular sign.
Yes.
And I'm curious if you know the answer to this, because I do this quite often. I ask you questions you don't have the answers to, which is fine. I'm glad you're honest in that regard. But if the sign itself becomes more intense, you know, as you get to the end of that cycle, is a person who is born closer to the end of that sign, maybe do they tend to live a life that's a little bit more intense in that regard? Have you observed that at all?
They can. It depends on a variety of factors. But yes, off the top, even if there's nothing else, someone born towards the end of the sign of Scorpio, especially the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th degree, is going to have a more intense Scorpio experience than someone who's born early on. There's a lot of factors to it. Also, if you were born at a time where there were several planets in Scorpio, let's say the moon and Mars and Venus, if there's, or one of the bigger outer planets, the transpersonal planets, if what I see a lot of people of my generation born in the early 60s and late 50s was the sun conjunct Neptune, because Neptune was in that sign of Scorpio during that time.
Quick yes or no, when you talk about degrees, is that referring to the days within that cycle?
Well, it's more referring to the degrees of that sign
okay.
that the planet is, which is determined by the days.
Okay, I
partially.
See.
Yeah.
Well, one of the ways that we can get a greater understanding is to touch base with you, if not on this segment during our program, but also through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, at Facebook, at Beth McDonald Consulting, as well as giving you a ring on the phone, an old traditional, old-fashioned way, at 963-0842. And we will be talking to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Back to our interview with Russia right after this.